Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Donald Trump as president will be good for Israel. That's the headline. Winky Medad will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Give me some staccato answers, if you will, Winky. First of all, he made a definite statement. His daughter confirmed it, that they're going to move the capital to Jerusalem.
My short answer, that's the law of the land, Jimmy. It's only the president, both Bush and Obama, most recently, who have been persuaded by certain people in the State Department not to make it. But that's the law of Congress. Why shouldn't he do it?
What about the Palestinians? The Palestinians seem to be very much upset about the election of Donald Trump. In fact, they're believing that he's not going to allow for a Palestinian state.
The two-state solution has only been held out in order to satisfy people who really don't understand what the Palestinian movement is all about. It's not about Palestine. It's about not giving Israel and the Jewish people its due right in the world.
Israeli leaders say that Iran is their number one threat. Looks like a Trump presidency will assist in that area as well.
First of all, Mr. Obama has made it very easy for Mr. Trump to deal with that so-called treaty or agreement. I presume that he will review it. And if he finds out that Iran has been stealing America blind, has been engaged in terror with all the money that America has given it over the past few months, and is continuing to develop nuclear weapons.
And then finally, the Trump presidency, how's it going to deal with the Jewish communities, the settlements there in Judea and Samaria?
Well, we expect Mr. Trump to be quite open on the issue. I know he understands that the Palestinian Authority has been bad for Israel's security, bad for the Arab population, which it continues to incite and does not educate towards peace.
And Winky, whether he is the one who makes the decisions affecting Israel to the plan of God or not, it doesn't really matter, because God ultimately is going to be the one who will provide and protect the Jewish people.
I would agree with you on the one hand about the Jewish people, but between you and me, Jimmy, I think God had a lot to do with Mr. Trump getting elected, and I think he should recognize that as well.
Winky Medad, my broadcast partner, with Israeli reaction to a Trump presidency. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God's plan for the Jewish people will not be hindered by a President Trump. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God has a plan for the Jewish people as promised in the Abrahamic covenant. That's a promise of a nation for the Jewish people forever. There's also a promise in the land covenant, which says that the Jewish people will have a piece of real estate 10 times what they have today, and the Davidic covenant promises a Jewish Messiah to rule and reign in Jerusalem. These prophecies will be fulfilled no matter who is president of the United States. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...